Well, Bill, what was it like meeting all your own, your all your old teammates in 61?
Yeah, it was lovely to meet them, of course, but sure, we've been meeting them now and again, the local fellas, but the fellas that are away. It was nice to meet them always.
Looking back now, Bill, at that game in 61 and how important was it in your hurling life, that one particular win here that year?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure I had way more losses than wins, but sure, that, as the fella said, there isn't much between winning and losing, and you feel better after winning.
Yeah. That particular game now, as you say, you played an awful lot of hurling. Does it still come up in a lot of talk? What did it mean to Kerry hurling at the time, Bill? They badly wanted it, didn't they?
Oh, they badly wanted a boost, of course, yeah. Sure, it's always good to a win brings on the old thing, brings on the enthusiasm and everything else, you know.
Yeah.
And that win did definitely bring on the club scene and things, you know, around.
Yeah. Who were the big men in hurling around Kerry that time, Bill, in 61?
Yeah, well, before 61 you had Frank Hassan, I suppose, for us in Airfoot was a fantastic hurler, you know.
Yeah.
And then sure you had a rake of fellas in Ballyduff and you had the Lichnallis, you know. There was a lot of hurling in North Kerry and a small bit in South Kerry as well. Richie Purcell was a good man as ever catch a ship.
Yeah, and of course Johnny Culty.
Johnny Culty was outstanding at every game. If it was only ping pong, Johnny Culty could play it.
And then you had Niall Sheehy from Tralee Court. The curling was more spread that time, was it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And the other fellas played more games. You know, every fella played basketball in the winter, and they played hurling. They played football. No, you have to specialise because it's gone professional nearly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't play two games. Now they tell you, in our time, there'd be fellas playing five or six games, trying their hand at them, do you know?
Yes, yeah.
And
what about your own hurling career with your club then, Bill? Tell us what you won and did you play minor with Kerry and stuff?
No, I played minor with Cork.
With Cork, tell us how that came about.
In hurling and football. I was living in Cork for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I was in school in Farn Ferris.
Yeah.
And I played 2 years with the Cork football minors and 1 year with the hurlers.
And come here, how did you do in those years?
In the first year, 53, I suppose, we'd be at Kerry in the semi-final and Clare took us in the Munster final.
That's the football?
The football.
Where were you playing that year?
I was playing centre forward.
Do you remember any of your teammates and your opponents in the Kerry team?
Yeah, I do. Tim Lyons and them were playing with Kerry at the time. And there were a lot of them. Yeah. I'd say Ned Fitzgerald was playing and I can't think of him now.
What about the next year then?
The next year then Kerry wiped us below in Parky Cave in the Munster final.
Yeah.
And they had Teddy Dowd, Freddie Lynch, you know, those fellas were playing.
Yeah.
And Tom Long, of course, was a smashing minor that time.
That was 54 and Kerry were beaten by Dublin in the final.
But wait, let me tell you, and we played Tip. I played Tip in the Munster final.
Yeah.
And they beat us by a pint or two.
Yeah.
And the only consolation I got was that the two teams that base were both beat in the final. Dublin did the double.
Was that consolation to you?
Yeah, it was not.
I know it was not.
But I'm just saying that I was beaten in 3 months for finals minor.
Jesus, lads. And come here, tell us about your career after minor then. Did you play minor football? Did you go on and play more football in Kerry? Tell us about your football first, Ben.
In Cork, then I won a championship with Lee as a senior championship.
Yeah.
And then we came to Kerry. And I played a couple of league games with Kerry in the football.
Yeah.
And I played a lot of old hurling.
Yeah.
Do you know, but as I say, it was.
How long were you playing hurling with Kerry then, Bill?
Yeah, right.
Roughly.
Playing off and on.
Yeah.
Do you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But.
What did you, county championship wise then, how did you do down here?
I won a championship in 55 and I won a championship in 75.
Yeah, you had a long career.
And I only won one in between.
But still, the one is important. One is better than ten.
So I won, that's the way it was. Yeah. I won three of them.
Yeah.
Two hurling in Kerry and one football. But I won the football in 55 in Cork and I won the hurling in Kerry in 75.
Oh, yes.
So that was a 20-year gap.
I know. Who was the best hurler you ever saw coming out of Kerry, in your own estimation?
Yeah, that's a thing you could never answer because he's a goalie better than a full forward, you know. But we saw some great hurlers coming out of Kerry. Yeah. And a share great hurler the winter away.
Yes.
I remember now when we'd be playing there and when we'd be getting a bit long in the tooth. The young flood come in like, and you'd spot a fella. I spotted Pat Cronin the first day he played.
Yeah.
And by God, he was some hurler.
And but he went to London.
He went to London, but he was a smashing hurler.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And you see, when we'd be getting a bit slow on the legs, a fella like him, he'd put out thinking. Yeah.
He went to London and he won football and hurling championships in London.
He was a smashing hurler.
Was he a smashing hurler. And of course, the Hennessys immigrated too. They were a big last year.
They were a huge last, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, Brendan was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
He was only coming when he left, do you know?
Yeah.
And Michael was a great hurler.
We're standing here in the tunnel now, and the two teams are going to be coming out in 2 minutes. And if one of them fellas hit us, come here anyway.
We'll take him out.
And well done, and St. Brendan's winning the minor today.
That's it. Well,
come here, it was great talking to you.
We'll
thank you very much.
Thank you.